Good evening, Flesh Wound Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Features. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Nothing much. Excited to talk about this movie. I just got back not too long ago. So, Todd, you have a little bit of backstory, though, before we get into this one.
But yeah, in case, you know, everyone doesn't know, this is actually based, it's the first movie, like, from Twitter, I guess you'd say. It was based on a viral Twitter thread that, what was her name? I know Zola's the nickname.
Azia.
Azia, okay. Zola King, Zola. And then there was a Rolling Stone article, which is what this movie is actually based on, that, you know, describes the story. So, I mean, I it's kind of a first.
Yeah. I was reading up on it because, of course, I wasn't even on Twitter in 2015 when this all went down.
You weren't even on Twitter in barely 2020.
I've been doing Twitter more than Facebook, though.
No, I'm saying, but you didn't jump on until 2020.
That is true. I'm slowly evolving.
Says the guy who just said he can't get rid of a Blu-ray because the 4K players might stop getting out. That's evolving.
Well, that in case they die. That's just called being smart, Todd.
No, if anything, all physical media would go. So,
well, that is true. It will all go. But you'll have an easier time finding those than the 4Ks. I have two 4K players. I'm not worried yet. I'm just prepping for the future.
You are, though.
Prepping for the future.
You could still get Blu-ray players with 3D on it, Dan.
That is true. So, a little bit more backstory, though, on this one. It actually began as a James Franco-directed film back in 2016. And by the time they were ready to go into production in 2018, the Me Too incidents with James Franco went down and obviously pushed it down the line, and we got a director change, and we finally got the film that we are going to talk about now. So Zola, from director Janixa Bravo, follows a stripper named Zola who embarks on a wild road trip to Florida with her eccentric new friend Stephanie. All right. So I mean, that pretty much covers it. A short synopsis for a film that really doesn't have much of a plot. I wish I could take credit for this. And I don't even know if it was you, Todd, but you coined it, the A24 Florida trilogy.
Yeah, don't try to steal it. You know I coined that.
Why would I? I wasn't sure.
You acted like you didn't know who did it.
Well, I'm making sure you didn't get it from somebody else.
No,
like, these sons of bitches are stealing the Florida trilogy. So anyways, if they start calling it that, it's all Todd's idea and you owe him money.
I've been trying to get that hashtag going. It's hashtag AW4 Florida trilogy. So,
yeah, come on. Well, yeah, A24 also had the Florida Project and American Honey, right?
Spring Breakers.
Sorry, American Honey was not. My bad.
I think they stop in there.
Similar movie though in structure, because that one doesn't really have much of a plot. I mean, this is,
you could say the same thing about Florida Project. Actually, all of them.
Yeah, all of them. Exactly. Florida Project.
Of them, like, really has an ending, though, if you think about it. But we could talk about that more in spoiler.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, this would be described as a road trip movie with obviously comedy, a little bit of drama. I guess you could say some thriller elements, but it's a comedy, I would say.
I would argue with the fact that it's a road trip movie. They take the trip and that's it. They have a destination. They go from A to B pretty quick in the movie.
What do you think? Buddy movie? In a way?
I don't think it's one of those movies you can just, like, label.
It is hard. I get that.
But, yeah, I wouldn't call it a road picture just because the fact that we get to where we're going, like, within the first 30. So,
yeah, that's true. That's true. But did I enjoy it? Yes.
I have one note written down. See if you say it. So,
one line, you mean?
No, one note I made. I'm waiting for you to say it.
Oh, well, if there were one line that I would quote, and it's not going to give anything away, but Whoopi Goldberg. I couldn't fucking breathe when you'll see, guys, if you see it. Oh, I know what you're going to talk about. So
what am I?
If you saw the trailer, you would have certain expectations from this in terms of.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I know. In terms of skin of the female variety, and
just to say, just to prove I knew what is coming.
You wrote it really quick. Shut up, Tom.
Oh, really? I literally just grabbed. For those that are listening, it says Dan will complain about. Dan will complain about the lack of nudity, and he's about to.
Well, number one, it was there. So
I know, but it's the same issue as Hustlers. You're like, well, there's not going to be enough nudity for me. Honestly, they're about on par nudity.
Hustler was a Jennifer Lopez thing. I think everybody expected her to finally.
I don't think anyone but you expected that. To
hoped.
Okay, that I will agree with you. A lot of people hoped.
You get a lot of actresses at a certain, you know, at a certain point where they'll just say screw it and then take a. Meg Ryan did it in the cut, and you know.
Yeah, but she was 40, not 50. But
ooh, she had to be close to 50 at that point.
What was the way she was nude? You know, this is a side conversation focused on the movie. We'll have Dan's nudity corner on Patreon soon.
We'll talk
about his favorite nude scenes.
Ooh, we just
that totally will
Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures because that is going to happen now.
And Pug's pick will be disturbing.
Of course, in true Pugs fashion. So yeah, it's a bit of a sausage fest. Played for laughs, though. You know what?
You know the one that I was like, no, it's one shot. Oh Lord!
It kind of reminded me because Riley Keough was in Girlfriend Experience. Very different tone, but she has played
the movie hooker. Or the series.
She was the series. No, Sasha Gray was in the movie.
No, I know that. I haven't watched either, but I actually pulled out the movie to finally check it out. If I like it, I'll check out the series.
But in spite of all of the deformed junk on screen, it's a sexy movie, I guess you could say. Just don't go in expecting too much. So this is about as Florida gets. I've spent a good deal of time in Florida. And you might look at this and think, oh, this didn't happen like this. I could completely see this happening because I know some Stephanies.
Those are my bread and butter back in the day.
Yeah, I've known White Hood House. I have known more than a few, and as wild and over the top as this movie is, it's not as unrealistic as you might think. There's some pretty eccentric and in some cases with some of these characters, not very smart, smart people out there. I laughed my ass off towards the end, which again, as Todd kind of touched on, this isn't a movie about a conclusion or anything else. I'm not sure how much time officially passed on this trip, but it's just
I believe it was over a weekend and that's the whole thing, the Twitter thread.
Yeah, they said a weekend. Okay, yeah. So yeah, it's just you're following some insane people for a weekend and that's about it. Like I said, a lot happens yet nothing happens. I enjoyed it though. I kind of knew what this was going to be going in, and yeah, I would say it leans more towards comedy than anything. I laughed more than anything else. There is a brief period where, I mean, you could certainly feel some sympathy and it touches on serious stuff, you know, trafficking and what have you, but it's a comedy, I think, for me. That's what I got out of it.
Well, it would be, let's just say this right, it would be a dark comedy, black comedy. It would not be, we're not talking Hangover here. So you have to kind of have a twisted sense of humor.
You throw Zach Galifianakis in there as one of the Johns, and yeah, it would be pretty close.
Well, okay, since I'm the only one who's going to mention this, I was excited because finally Jason Mitchell gets to play something else. Not too far off from straight out of Compton when he played Easy. So he gets to play one of, well, I don't want to spoil it, but he's in there. and he channels Easy for a moment too. So I was happy about that.
Yeah, I also, Coleman Domingo, who's popping up in everything.
Of, oh, yeah.
Fear the Walking Dead fame for you horror fans. Yeah. He was really good when the accent changed like that. I was.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Since I just put over Jason Mitchell and Straight Outta Compton, he's also in Kong Skull Island. So there we go.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I really and like him as an actor. He can do anything.
I'm glad Pugs is not on this show for that comment.
Huh?
Move along.
Oh, okay. That I will not dwell on whatever would have happened with Pugs. Yeah, again, there are people that will freaking hate this movie. If you didn't like Florida Project, if you didn't like, again, not part of the Florida trilogy, but American Honey, although this is at least a more reasonable length. This is an hour and 20, yeah. Not counting the credits, so... You know, it doesn't overstay its welcome, which is good.
I'm going to rewatch American Honey just to make sure it's not the A4 quadrilogy. But
I think that one went through a lot more than Florida. I just can't remember where the hell they went. Riley Keough is also in it, too. So there's a lot of connections for that one, too.
Was this in St. Petersburg? I'm trying to remember off the top of my head.
They were outside of Tampa, I believe. And maybe.
Okay, you know, you're right. It was Tampa. Because I know, and I'm not going to say his name, but a certain Tampa filmmaker mentioned that, oh, this is not how Tampa is. But some people disagree.
A lot of people disagree because, and God, again, Florida Project really touches on this. You go to Florida, and a lot of times you're going to the touristy, you know, happiest place on earth, Disney, whatever, literally right outside there. I mean, if you really explore, it's a different world.
And you really get to see that in Florida Project.
Florida is a sea of Stephanies and titty clubs. And, you know, it's a different world. It's not Disney. So yeah, I would absolutely argue against that's not what Tampa is. I like Tampa a lot. Honestly, that was my number one choice when I moved before I, you know, settled on Atlanta for different reasons. And yeah, well, like I said, yeah, I think it's very accurate.
I'm going to throw this at her. It's very accurate for parts of Florida, so we don't get, you know, hate from.
Oh, yeah, no, I love Florida, yeah. But there's a wild side and there's a dark side.
It's just like L.A., Hollywood, you know, any of them. Long Beach is another one. You got, like, straight ghetto, and then you got, like, super rich people. It's a weird city.
I'll tell you, and I haven't talked to her in a while, if I could ever – now, she's not a Stephanie exactly, but, I mean, she's lived the life. She was a nun at one point in her life. She was a stripper. She was a hooker, and yes, really interesting lady. And if I
is this a former guest on the show?
No, that's a different one.
How many of these do you know?
that one is a Stephanie, but no, the nun. But she has a hell of a story. She could tell you. God, I wanted to make a movie based on her life, and if I ever got back in that world, I in a heartbeat. Depending what she'd be willing to share publicly. But anyways, I would recommend this to indie aficionados. Like I said, Spring Breakers. If you like all that stuff, you're good with this. If you dislike probably any of those movies, you will most likely hate this. So.
And if you're an A24 guy who just likes the horror stuff, you're probably not going to like this. I'd like, for example, Aaron Kruger. This wouldn't be one for him, but he likes A24 horror stuff. Dan's both. I'm both. Same with, I think, yeah, Pugs too. Sorry, just Kruger's not, but yeah. So if you're just horror, I'd say 100% skip it.
I think Pugs will laugh his ass off with this one. Oh, well. Have a great time.
It's probably best he didn't see it.
I could could see, I've never talked to Kruger about a lot of these types of movies. I could see an off chance of him enjoying it, but I don't know. I don't know him well enough beyond the horror side of things to say for sure, but
there isn't much beyond that. I mean, other than it's all somewhat genre related. Kruger will tell me if I'm wrong later when we talk to him.
I also want to put over Taylor Page, who I know I've seen in some other things. I thought she was really good as Zola. Really good actress. She says a lot sometimes without saying anything.
She was in White Boy Rick. She's also listed as she's going to be in the new Toxic Avenger.
Oh, there you go, Todd. Well, you
know, there you go, Dan. No, I like her. She's a good actress, but
yeah, very good, very good. And Riley Keough is becoming one of my favorites. I mean, look at her in The Lodge. This, I mean, she has range. So I guess we'll go ahead and rate it. So 0 to 5 stars. What say you, Todd?
I was going back and forth on this one. I know you had to throw it to me first. So I'm going to have a longer answer because I rewatched the A24 Florida trilogy. And shockingly, my favorite has changed. But it's not Zola. This my order. I'm just going to tell the order before I read it. Florida Project, Zola, Spring Breakers. Spring Breakers moved down a couple notches.
Okay.
But... and you know, just to do the Franco connection, A24 also did Disaster Artists. So it's probably why he almost did this movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was. It just, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's probably, you know, the strength of that probably got him this project.
Yeah.
I'm a 5. I really liked it. And wow. I'll definitely watch it again. Yeah.
So I like it a lot. I'm lower, but definitely recommended to the right people. I'm a 3.5. I had a lot of fun with it, but this will be garbage to a lot of you. So again, it just depends what you like.
And I'm just going to say this now because I'm not like, I don't just hit the knees for A24. So it's not like, oh, this has A24 vibes. I love it. That means nothing to me. Although, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this. I like when they do more experimental stuff like this out of the genre. While I really enjoy their horror stuff's really good, but yeah, I don't know. There's something about this stuff.
Absolutely. So, well, there you go, guys. And be sure to like, share, subscribe, comment all on YouTube, hit the notification bell. That really helps increase the channel's visibility. That's the most important thing. Comment as well too. Even if you don't have a lot to say, you can just say great show or, we don't like you, Todd, or whatever. It doesn't matter. We'll take even the negative. Also, as I said, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for exclusive original and some uncensored content that only starts at $1. We also, fleshwoundfeatures.com, links to everything, including our Teespring store, Horror Cartel, Flesh Wound Radio on Facebook. You can also follow us at Flesh Wound Radio on Twitter. And also, we're on Discord now. Kruger set that up, and it's starting to get some people filing in there. Very active. Check that out. And yeah, Twitch, there you go. We're on Twitch too. We're everywhere.
Oh yeah. And if you don't, we can watch Flesh Wound Horror tonight, or if you're watching this later, you can watch it, whatever. Brand new show tonight in about 10 minutes.
There you go. Good night, guys.
Heil Shine.